Ben Hunter.
He was actually, Steve-O was just on Hot Ones the other day. And, of course, in true Steve-O fashion, he chugged a bottle of, like, super hot sauce, and he poured a drop in his eye.
Talk about pure pressure. We got a topic coming up on Monday about pressure. And I don't think he feels any pressure ever. I think he just does things.
Hold on.
Okay, I'll do it.
I think I have audio of this. Hold on one second. See if I can find it.
Hot sauce in the eye. Didn't he snort wasabi one time?
Yeah, like a bunch of wasabi. Dude, that'll ruin you, man. Oh, right here. Here, this is the audio of Steve-O from Hot Ones just losing it.
I want everybody to know that this Steve-O's Hot Sauce for Your Butthole is available on Amazon as well as Steve-O.com, and it is delicious.
Wow!
Woo! Yeah, that last bit was really unnecessary, man!
Closing season 14, the only way we know how. A love letter to the day one fans.
Oh, I got right in there. Woo!
With Steve-O chugging a bottle of hot sauce and going straight to the eye.
Jeez, dude. There's a reason you sound like that, Steve-O.
Like, I just want to tell Steve-O, like, buddy, you don't have to do that anymore. Just stop it. You're hurting us. Don't do that.
He loves it. He does.
That's his thing.
Jackass 4 coming out. They're filming it right now.
Yep. Well, at least they know Steve-O's going to be his normal crazy self, so that works. That works out. Anyway.
Without the drugs. He's sober.
That's what's even crazy. I think he's probably even crazier without the drugs now. He's got to chase that high, man. All right. Well, we got to keep it moving. Yeah, dude. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Cannabis.
Cannabis. Weed. Mm-hmm. They got some fun stuff planned for 420, by the way. So make sure you just go see them. We can get you covered. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today.
Oh, God, you haven't even looked, huh?
No, you're right.
What we talked about earlier that I was going to talk about right now to fill time?
I don't know. I can't remember. You got to start writing stuff down. Let's do...
start reading children's books at this point.
No.
The puppy who lost his way.
Let's do Bon Voyage.
Bone Voyage. Sounds like a fancy boning or something.
Bon Voyage.
Bon voyage. Has something to do with a boner.
Bon voyage.
Dude, I don't know where to start. You're giving me hard ones now. I think you're digging really deep. I was doing really well for a couple weeks there.
You and your wife may have done a bon voyage.
Hey, let me guess real quick. It's like doing it in like every state. It's like you're going on a voyage to bone.
No, that is incorrect. It's boning someone before they leave for a long trip. So you're saying bon voyage with your boner, if you will. Yeah.
There you go. So she just went to the airport yesterday.
Exactly. So before you dropped your wife off at the airport, did you say bon voyage?
And then she said, ain't nobody got time for that.
I got to go. We're running late. No, put your donger away. We got to go.
We gotta go. We're running late.
But I wanted to say bon voyage. That's it. She's so happy she left. All right. Well, yeah. Next time before someone leaves, have a nice bon voyage, and they'll remember you.
Bye.
See you. Hope you find your dad. All right. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back. Rock.